So we discussed in the last Chavura different hargashis, such as Zivs Novalach we spoke about, which Rav Moshe also speaks about in the Tshuva about the hargash of Zivs Novalach. We spoke about finding dam on an Eid Bedika, or if the Tashmish, or by Mary Glein. Your piece of paper?
Yes,
right. I asked because it is. So about Eid. Finally, Dami, if they're on a Bidika, if the Tashmish, or by Mary Glein, if it's Minatayra, Midrabanan, we saw that there are certain Acharin, there are Machalik between these different scenarios, and that was how we ended up. Now, the Sidri Tayra over here in Kuf Pei Gimel is based in the parentheses. Says Mashkosav a Rambam Lifnim Bepraisa, the Rambam that talks about Chesk is dumb in Bom Bargasha. The Rambam says that there's a Chazaka that dam. The Rambam is the Rambam says. Let's read the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Tes. Chesur B says Eina Isha Tmeim in a Torah. Asha Targish Vimlo Hergisha. If she did not have Argasha Ubatka Umatza dam Lifnim Bepraisa. So what did she do? She did a Bedika. And through the bedika, she found dam lifnim bepraisda vade tzmeya shecheskasi min hamekar, because there's a chazaka that came from the mekar v'harizu becheske sheba v'argasha, and such dam that came from the mekar is bechazaka that came with argasha. Says the Sidrei Taira, that which the Rambam says lifnim bepraisda near davka kishechnisa eid ba'oymik. It's davka if it went in. But oimik, mean the tzad, this tzad that we're saying that there's a chshash hargasha by eid bedika is only if it was nichnas v'oimik. The yeshloimer shetah b'argasha. That's where we could say that there was a tah b'argasha. But she'en came in a praise of alachot. But if it's from the praise that in our words, the lek alameim the tah b'argasha. Over there, we can't say that she was tah b'argasha. Kim the Argasha in Psichas Mekar. Where's the Argasha? Argasha by the Psichas Mekar. The Chim should be Dikas a Eid Hayerach in a car. The Shech Litais was there. So the Siddur Tayr is telling us that this Taos, this Shema Hergisha, this Chshar Shargasha that we have by Eid Bedika is only if she's going in Ba'imik. The Chsam Seifin is a goyis to Kuf Pei Gimel. He says that he also says similarly. He says that which we're machmir about bedikas a because of chshar shagasha is only if it's ba'imik, and he gives us a shear at shamakam shashamish dosh, which is similar to the Rambam perk hey halacha base. The Rambam says kol nashim estamis bebeis achitzon ba'ava bish leyotze adam lechut el neka min arechem hayuva yotze ben hashnayim harizu tmeya. And he says, "Vad heichan hu bein hashenayim? Where's bein hashenayim that over there when she becomes tmeya? Ad mokum she yegia alav ever b'shas gemar bia." So therefore, the Chasam Seva says that the chshar shagash is davka she's reaching to the psichas pia makar. That, like the Siddur Taira says. Now, but anything less than that, there's no chshar shagash hargisha. Now, the Chasam Seva himself ends off mikol mokum. He says that since we're not bekim and being mishayer this oimik, how far in it is. So, and then it is by bedikin. So we assume that as long as you did the best you could, that you got to where you're supposed to. But the inyan suffik argasha, we're gonna be chayshish for a suffik deraisa. If you were machnis somewhat in. But of course, if you just went in a small amount, then not. The Chasam Seif doesn't explain how much is a small amount and what's called more than a small amount, then we're going to be chayshish. However, they say over b'shein the Chasam Sefer, either some say over b'shein the Chasam Sefer, you have to do the whole finger, or others say at least until the second knuckle. But if it's less than the shear to the second knuckle, then we have no chshash, then it does not have this din of eid bedika, there's the chumra daraisa of a chshash of hargasha and tamim tamit. That's one nekuda.
What does hargasha have to do with how deep it was checked?
So the Siddur Taira says, the Zloshna, he says that you can't claim that she made a mistake and she confused the hargasha of the dam with the argosh of the aid when it was so far apart. But when the aid is right at the door of the psichas makar, so then Shach say that you're feeling both at the same time, and you just focus on one and not the other.
She's not checking.
She's having that gosh at the time of the checking.
Okay.
That's what we're worried about.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, therefore, b'derech klal, unless she's doing a bedika, she's not going to have this problem. Even if she's going in a little, how far in is she going? She's not going in past the second knuckle. So this chashash of shema higisha, and therefore there's a suffix deraisa. Most of the times we're not going to have unless she's doing the bedika. But I want to go a step further. The chashash of shema higisha. When is that chashash? Right, she goes to the bathroom and she goes in a little. So we said going in a little, that's not. So what are we saying? She had to be doing a bedika. So she was doing a bedika with a clean cloth, right? A clean cloth. She knows it's clean, and she's going in. Now she takes out this cloth, and there's dam on the cloth. So what she's seeing? She's seeing dam. What happens when she's in dam? This is ma'irir her or him. It's ma'irir us. Maybe this dam came with our gasha. Maybe the dam came with our gasha. And therefore, what we're going to say over here is that in this way. Masha, I want to ask a question. Let's say she did a bedika and she lost the bedika cloth. Are we going to say, okay, so with the raisa, you do my ergasha, and therefore you tmeya? The answer is no, because the shas of the suffix of the Dimel Ergesha is only if I saw blood over here, if I saw dam over here. When she does a bedika with a 8 baduk, and now I see dam on it, this re'iyah, this seeing the dam, is marir me, maybe the dam came with agasha. That's the only dam suffix. So if let's say she did a bedika without looking at it, and she lost the cloth, I'm not going to be machmer on her. We're not going to be machmer on her because we have no suffix. There's no zayrus of the suffix. If there's no suffix, and if there's no suffix, there's no suffix tum over here. There's no chiv to check. So why should we? Therefore, this.
What?
I had no suffix. I never had enough zayrus down to have a suffix. With Ria. I didn't have Ria. She didn't think she lost the blood.
With the case where she's. Did
it
had a bedika
and she lost it? No, she did a bedika and lost the
cloth. She saw blood on
the bedika? No, so clearly not. Clearly not.
So, in the general idea, we're saying when we say they could, she could.
So therefore, there's eight of it. The mashal. Let's say she needs to do a bedika. I'm gonna give you a mashal, and maybe you understand better. She had to do a bedika. Let's say even have sitar. She had to have sitar. She does a bedika. She's not clear if this is good or not, right? She's not clear if it's good or not. And because of whatever her matzav is, she's worried about doing another bedika, because maybe the second one will be even worse. So this is a simple etza. Do a second bedika. Don't look at it. Put it in the envelope and close the envelope. If we'll need it, we'll look at it. If we don't need it, we won't look at it. So what will happen as follows. If the first one is good, so then she's becheskes tayra. There's no reason over here to even stop it, that maybe there's dam baragasha. Why should we just come up with a suffix of dam baragasha? What I'm saying is as follows, that this whole din, that on an 8 bedika, there's a chash of shemir gisha, is not just out of the blue, okay, shemir gisha. No. What's be mighty the suffix is when I have a race in front of me. The race is I'm seeing dam. I see dam, that creates a race in her cheskes taira, which is ma'irit to me, you know, after this came with argasha. Yeah.
Two questions. Could we speak
out
that case again?
I'll give you another case. Let's say you did a hefsik tayra and did a maichi afterwards. And the hefsik tayra, the hefsik tayra came out clear. The maich was not so clear, but I know there's a makkah. So once I have hefsik tayra, and therefore she's becheskes tayra already, I'm not getting into if you argue with this statement or not, not getting into that right now, but assuming that after the Hefzer she's Bechesed Taira, that allows me now to work to make police in the Meich, because I have no reason to be Mesupik. I have no race over here. So too what we're saying over here also, that until I see the Dam, I have no reason to be Choshesh. Maybe those are Dam were Hagasha. Why should be Choshesh Dam were Hagasha?
Why is she Bechesed Taira if you're doing a Hefzer?
Why she? Because she did a good hefsek. The hefsek itself makes her bechesed taira.
The hefsek, even without seeing it, makes.
She sees it. She's looking at it. She sees a clear hefsek. Yeah. So I'm going back to the other case also, that when she did the first bedika, if the rav said it's good, so why do I have to check the envelope? I have no reason. I have no reason to be chayshed. That no race here to say there's a suffix, there's a dam bar gasha.
Well, she's only because of the Tara, if we know that she had a good, she showed the Rav the first Bedika.
It was a good Bedika. Yes.
So what are you, in this just this idea that you have to be go Baimek, so then you could say there was a confusion?
That's the first step.
I'm saying,
even if you go Baimek,
when we say that you were get confused in Argasha, is that only going with certain kinds of Argasha? Is it that it masks Argasha?
I don't know. He says here, Kivin Argashi Psychas of Kar. He didn't say by the Psychas of Kar. This I see over here clearly. I see in the Sefer clearly. Kach Kibalti from my Rebbeim clearly. Halacha Lamaisa. That's all I see. I don't know the why. I don't know how to view this. So far, all I'm telling you is this one point. It was a very simple point.
So we're not clear if it masks our gusha or feels like an argusha.
I don't care. What do I care? It's right here. That's all I need to know.
He's talking about if it would work and all.
We'll get up to that. But right now,
in regards to what we said yesterday,
what?
Acting nashir, what we said yesterday. So in regards to what we said yesterday, three different kinds of argushas. Then does this shita that we're saying now in the next year in shir number three, okay, shir number two, work in everybody? Or does it only work in certain kinds of things?
But when she's doing it regular bedika, when she does it a bedika, says the Sidrei Taira, Alocha Maisa, Chsamtseva Alocha Maisa, the chash of Dilma Argash is only going to be when she goes by me. That's all I know. Don't know more than that.
And normal bedika, it's by me?
Normal bedika, she's... She better be. Chaim says she has to do it all the way up. But she doesn't do that. Then, then you have problems.
So this is clearly. I mean, we haven't spoken out clearly, but against the group of Chaim, let's say that.
We're not coming against. We're trying to work at a malach. Forget about before what it's against. Let's try to work out what it is first. That's my key point. Let's try to first work out what it is. Then maybe you can decide if it's against other people.
I think it's the Piskachuva.
Again, too complicated for me. I didn't say anything yet. I'll just tell you a fact. Maybe this fact will grow bigger, grow smaller, maybe we'll drop it, maybe we'll say it's against. All I did was start off with a very simple fact. It's very clear. Words, right? Okay. So those are two Nikudas. Now, Akapan, so what are we saying? That the eight baduk with dam is ma'aritas, a suffix, deraisa. When I see the dam, says the Tila of David, this is the Lashon Tila of David in your day, Simon and Tess. The Chayra Mashma, the Davkik Shemer is Bezer Isi Avarati. Okay, he's talking about the din over there of Kizer Isi, where she has to say Kizer. Aval im Batka Be'ed V'nevda, she's Batka with Eid and she lost it. V'lai Shgicha Al Hamara, and she didn't look at the V'lai Shgicha Al Hamara. Tmeya. She's Tmeya. Aval Ze Inoy, V'cheinir B'bedik Zayin Nikim, Tahayra, that she'll be tar even by Zayin Nikim, Shetzricha B'dik HaCheres. You know, it's that B'dik that she lost, she'll be still tar, even though she lost the bedika. She'll just have to do another bedika. It's the din bedika of Zaynikim. Olechayray ef shalayma, avki shabodke be'eid va'avda tayra. Haynu, When is this true that when she loses, when she did a bedikah and she lost it, she's taira? That as long as she did not know that there's something on the aid that needs a sheilas chacham, and her chazaka didn't get weakened. But after zaynikim, she has a cheskis taira. Even doing zaynikim, she has a cheskis taira. But once she knows that on this aid there's something here that needs sheila, kva isra cheskasa ubeinon davka v'chulub. Avloim the hod of the aid toira is a rakish leidash sheish lachulchas al aid. Agabar, it's klar mevur over here that you said that was saying that once she has her Epsi Tyra and she's Becheskes Tyra, we're not Myris Fakis. She has a Ches Tyra, we're not Myris Fakis unless we have reasoning to Myris Fakis. The reason to Myris Fakis is when I see Dam on the cloth. Yeah.
It's all done in the Cheskes Tyra.
Right.
Otherwise, it would be Cheshesh, whatever the case would be.
If she lost the Epsi Tyra, yeah, we're gonna. Then she won't become Tyra. Okay, but that's for a technical reason also.
Right,
but
she's coming.
Yeah.
What's the effect of her knowledge, her understanding?
Once she sees it, there's a shiloh over here, that's my suffix. Once we have a suffix, the suffix is suffix deraisa. Until then, I have no reason to be stopping a fake deraisa. Why be suffix? You walk over to the lady and just stop, maybe you had agash with down. So we're saying that even if she's doing a bedikah, still we don't just stop chashish that is a. Okay, so now we discussed yesterday different types of hargashas. We left over the question, is maninu, how do we deal with it? There's something called a vestaguf. A vestaguf means that she gets certain symptoms before she receives her re'iyah. These symptoms are not a goyrim, they're not what causes, they're not involved in the tzias adam, they're not involved in the preparation of the body to let out the dam. All they are is a giloy. It's being medias. It's letting her know. You should know the vest is coming. Could be all coming in 5 minutes. Could be in an hour. Could be right now. Could be in 3 hours. Could be in 10 hours. Whatever it may be, that's a vestigov. Vestigov is just her body has certain symptoms to be megalitas or to be medias that a vest is coming. But it's not an involvement in the actual Yitzias Adam. Hargosha is like we madgish yesterday. Hargosha is in the Yitzias Adam. It's involvement in the Yitzias Adam. Either it's the actual flowing of the Dam, or it's the pressure that the walls are feeling pushing out the Dam, or it's the opening of the Makar to let out the Dam. But it's all an involvement in the Yitzias Adam itself. It's a shinui in the Teva Aguf, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav said. That's the Hargosha. Shev Yaakov in Seven Simen Mem, he already writes this, Koshaled, it's hard for the women to exactly detect and tell us what is this Hargosha that Chazal told about. They don't know, they don't recognize what these Hargoshas are. It brings the Marashach over there that we quoted yesterday. And this not exactly knowing what exactly Hargosha that they're talking about is already mentioned in that tshuva. Rav Moshe and many other Achronim spell out very clearly that feeling the dam outside the body, that's not Hargosha. Feeling a wetness, a dampness outside the body, that's not Hargosha. That's not what we're referring to. So are we going to say that nowadays there's no need of an Torah, and the Dam always has all the coolest of the Drabanan that we'll learn in Kuftadi? Are we going to say that? So if we take a look at Rashi in Nida Daf Gimel, there's a Rashi over there, Dimre Maschel, Hamar Geshes. And Rashi starts off with the word Kloimar. He's bothered with something. When Rashi says Kloimar, it means there's something that's bothering him. And he has to say in other words. Kloimar is like, in other words, this is what it means. So he says, Kloimar, Yodas Ba'atzma, halfway down, Yodas Ba'atzma, She knows, she has a certain intuition. She knows of herself. When the dam is leaving. So what's the claim? The claim is that pashtus, we would say margeshes, means she actually has a sensation, she senses, she feels it, not just senses, she feels it. Margesh means she's feeling, she's having a feeling. Says Rashi, no. Margeshes does not have to mean that she's feeling it, like the lashon of she's coming in contact with it, like to be margesh. That's not what it means. What it means is yidas. She's sensing that something's going on over here. She has intuition. She knows in her seichel that it is happening. Therefore, when the Pesach Tshuva brings down the three types of argoshes, where do we know this from? There's a pasuk in Chumash that says three argoshes. Doesn't say anywhere in Chumash these three argoshes. All says b'fsara. So, how did these three argoshes come back? And why is psichas pia makar argosha and not vestaguf? Why is vestaguf taka argosha also? The teretz is because psichas, what's psichas pia makar? If I would fill my mouth with water, my mouth is filled with water. I open my mouth, right? What's going to happen when you open your mouth? Water's going to come out, right? Do I feel the water coming out? Maybe yeah, maybe not. But do you know that when you open your mouth, water is coming out? Yeah. So over here also, psichas b'makar is just when I feel the psichas b'makar, I know water is coming out because that's what happens by psichas b'makar. So it's the vart behind the psichas b'makar is the yodas. Now I know that water is coming out. Now I know that dam is coming out. That is what psichas b'makar, and that is what magish is. If you take a look at the Haggah of the son of the Neid Yehuda in Tanina, Kuf Yotes. So he says over here, oh, 1 second, Tanina, Kuf Yotes. Did I bring the wrong head again? How does this work? But it starts with.
What is the word you're looking for?
The word.
It's
the Ein Loima Shashte Hargashis Yesh. Shashte Hargashis Yesh. Okay, thank you. So he says over here like this. He quotes first Al Gmar, the Fnun Zayin, and he says, the Loi Beinon Klal Hargashis Psichim Makar. Im Kain, he says, Hargosh's psichas b'makar ain't a mile of ain't a merit. Koshal ain't a man, no kidding, Chabba call her Gisha Shinifdach Makar. So why is he picking Nifdach Makar? Like, Iker Hargosh's Zivas Dabalach. The ain't loim is Shashte Hargosh's Yesh. And don't tell me that there's two Hargosh's. Oi Shinifdach Makarai, Oi Zivas Dabalach. And it's a loin is coming from Paisik. Right, that's not mentioned anywhere. Vay kimin the ikar agash and nafkale the shmo midrchsim b'psara. Ashtagish b'psara. Im kain. Agash is a makar.
Can I open? Bigger.
No, why isn't it going there?
Because you have to select the right window.
Alright, okay, I just did it.
Yeah, I'll just make it bigger still.
So he says. So again, the ain loim shishtei argoshes yesh, either niftach makar or zivas davalach, because we don't find it. And also, the ikar argosh, where do we learn it from Shmuel? The v'sara, shetagash v'sara, in Cain, argosh is a makar le'niska b'pasi. It doesn't say in pasi anything about argosh. Rak argosh b'basa shevein shenayim. Right, but only lahamti gam argosh is psichas makar. Avon fi daiti yesh loim. Now listen to what he says. The tarti v'inan inibo psichas makar v'gam zivas davalach v'shaper nafka hayar gosh mikra. Mashmayis hakra hachin. This is mashmayis pasik. Darish will dam ye as over bibsari shemagesh shteim yachtav. Psichs mekar v'gam zivas davalach v'psara. V'av shezein in muska. That's the parsha of the pasuk, like we said many times. Ishikisazuv zayin dama b'psara. B'psara is going back on with her bus, so she's feeling the
same. Yeah, well, I see the ziva. I see psichs mekar.
So what does he mean over here? What does he mean over here? Where do you see psichs mekar? Like he is exactly. What he's saying is as follows. What he's saying is that the idea of the Hargosh is I need to know about the chisaz of Zoyv Dama. I need to know that Dam is flowing from the Makar. How do I know that? Psichas Makar alone, like he says, is nothing. Psichas Makar is not a Hargosha. Without a Ziva, if there, we know that if there's just be a Psichas Makar without a Ziva, it's not going to be anything. The Hargosha is the idea of the Ziva. Just what? Through the psichas of Makar, now I know that this is Ziva. That's what he's saying over here, and that's what he means Tartibina. What it means Tartibina is, I need to know that there's a Ziva taking place now. How do I know Ziva's Dovalach? Maybe you'll feel it, maybe you won't feel it. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. I'll know it because there's a psichas of Makar, so now I know whether I'm feeling it or not, there's a Ziva's Dovalach. Zok the Rambam, so if you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Hey, Halach Yud Zayin, when the Rambam brings down this din, he says, it says here, Ha'isha Shishtin Amayim, Farn V'yotzadam V'mir Glayim Ben Shishtin Riyah Medez V'yishev Zerzutar. Ba'filu, listen to the Sashim, Ba'filu Hergish Gufa V'niz Daza. What does that mean? Hergish Gufa V'niz Daza. What's Hergish Gufa V'niz Daza? Was the double lashon over here? So the double lashon is that through the nizdaza, I know that there's now a zivas davalach. Hergish is referring to the zivas davalach. How do I know that through the nizdaza? Shulchan Aruch Rav in Tinyana Kuntres Achrayin brings down that it's not shaykh that an isha will ever have a riyah without some type of nizdaza. There's always going to be a nizdaza. So what's the machlokes between the noid and the chasam sofer who feed it? A machlokes is as follows. Noid Yudel learned that our gosh is that she has to be margishit on her guf, on her basa. Bivsar means on her basa. She has to have that hargosha that on her basa, that it's flowing on her basa. Ziva's davalach has to be marked on her basa. The Chasam Sofer learns it's with her basa. With her basa, meaning that, and you look at the Lashonis and the Shev Yaakov, you see this, that it's with her basa, she needs to know that this is Ziva's davalach with either Psich Spirit Makar and Nizdaza. Something there that's telling us that now the Dam is flowing out.
What's on? Maybe this as well?
On her basa. That's so she needs to feel the ziva on her bus.
Means that the
zazeh
is not a
giloy
that she's having
a ziva. No, it's the zazeh. Ziva's davalach alone. The other chasam sofer argues that ziva's davalach alone is nothing. Because you are in magish with you. Okay, halacha l'maisa. So halacha l'maisa, the derech klal women will tell you they don't feel any of these hagash that we mentioned, even ziva's davalach. So the Aruch HaShulchan says in Kof Pei Gimel and in Kof Pei Tes, he says L'shoynes of Hevel Divrei Piyev, which L'chor is a plea Tzuma to say such a thing on women. And B'chlau, we know Nashim Daiten Kalis, which means Daiten Kalis means that they're more in tune with the nature than men are. So they're more in tune with their body than we are. So that's what Daiten Kalis means. So it's L'chor. It's a plea to say such a thing. In Hilchas Shabbos, we find by the Melachos there's a kederach and shleik kederach in Hilchas Shabbos. The Mashal Melachos Kaisei. Zog the Mishnah. What's the kederach of Kaisei? A righty writes with his right hand. A lefty writes with his left hand. The kederach of a righty is to write with his right hand. Let's say we come a time where righties start writing with the left hand. So now what's the kederach? The left hand. The halacha changed? The halacha didn't change. Halacha remained. kederach and shlei kederach. What changed? The kederach changed, but the halacha never changed. The halacha is if you do kaisiv kederach, you're chayiv skila. If you do shlei kederach, you're not chayiv skila. What's kederach? So we gotta go out and find out what the kederach is. The Torah put out Gzeiras HaKasav, at least according to most Rishonim, or according to all Rishonim, there's Gzeiras HaKasav that we need our Gosh. Says the Meram Nilublin that Chazal understood what does it mean you need a Hargasha? You need it to be Kederach. You need it to be Kederach. And therefore the chilik between a Re'iyah and a Kesem, whether it's a Deraisa or a Drabanan, a Re'iyah or a Kesem, we can use those terms, Re'iyah or Kesem, is whether it's Kederach or not Kederach. Not that it's tali in whether it's Hargasha or no Hargasha. It's going to be tali in, this is the way the Meram is understanding, we'll see many Rishonim also understood this way, that it's not that it's tali in whether it's Hargasha or not. It's talug if it's Kederach or not Kederach. And therefore the chilek between Re'iyah and Kesem is not whether did you have Hargasha or you didn't have Hargasha, it's whether it was Kederach or not Kederach. So if Lu Yitzuy, I'll have a case of Kederach without Hargasha, should be Tmeim in HaTorah. If so, then should come out that nowadays that the Derech is without Hargasha, the Chayr should come out, then in every case she should be Tamei, because that's the Kederach now, to see down with Hargasha, and there should be no Parsha of Ksamin. However, Rav Moshe answers this question as follows. Rav Moshe answers as follows, and similarly, other Rabbeim of mine also did. Answered as follows that just like Bezman Chazal, there was a chilek between Kederach and Shlei Kederach, which was defined by Hargasha, not Hargasha, and which is still true by a healthy lady, a healthy woman, living in a healthy society without pollution and all the junk that's in the air. They still have Hargashas. They're still in tune with their body. They have Hargashas. Your cleaning lady Mace, when she's back at home, she has Hargashas. So a healthy lady, her vest comes with Hargasha. So therefore, what Shmuel was saying over here, Shmuel didn't mean b'fsara atshet targish. What he meant was ad kederach. Targish was the normal healthy way of kederach. He was just being very practical. He was getting up and saying halacha lemaisa in his basement. Halacha lemaisa, we're talking to our women. When you're targish, that's kederach. Not targish is not kederach. But the yisod of the drasha was kederach or not kederach. So when the Aruch HaShulchan says hevel yivtzepiyem, what he means to say is that bevada you need to, something's happening. Something's for sure happening when they gain the re'iyah. And that's what Ramosha is very interesting. Ramosha brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, and right after that he talks about if she doesn't know that she's margish, it's a kesem. What do you mean? Just brought down the Aruch HaShulchan and says, have a yiftzapiyim. So how does that flow? Teretz is, and this was before in Rav Moshe and others, the Aruch Taira and other Paiskim, that the Vart is that there has to be some nekud over here where we're gonna say that she was vade margish, and a nekuda where we're saying she was not margish. We have to find that nekuda. You see, Rav Moshe writes. He says, "Nashim shein lam shumar gosha b'tzias adami who dover l'shlei matzik klal." For women to say they never have any hargasha, that's a dover l'shlei matzik klal. B'gam shein lam avinos who ain't a matzik klal. Darich hazinon the yoid ois. What's that? He said, "Begam she'ena mevinois that they don't understand that they're a gosh. That's not matzik klal." I mean, Rav Moshe didn't write things about Chakiyot. You ask a lady, I think every lady will tell you that they don't have agoshes. So what does that mean? And so what it means is exactly what he says after is the harei chazina, the yoides bidiyuk basay nasanides. They know exactly when they're getting their flow. The chain yoides kishisoisri sefirosin. They know when their sphere is over. The ha'ein yoides hurak mahin margishes. They just don't know what they're being margish. In psichas b'makar, a psichas surprised though. They don't know what the agasha is, but they know they're having agasha. They know that something's happening. V'gam har benoshim margishes kicholos mizeh. Some feel a weakness. V'ulai af miyud leka shein margishes klal. There may be a miyud that don't margish all. V'ein yoyde shenasin nida. Shalachay mekilim b'ksamim shemamish leyegishu klom. When they find something that they didn't know about it, it was a surprise. Oh, found the kesem. Hurak midrabanan. That's midrabanan. We're expecting her to be magish. Rak hergish kal the loy tasim liba v'dayt al kach v'tishkach shergisha gozra abana ap bebari lashleigisha kal. So what they're saying is, and this is what Aruch Tyre is also saying, that avada that there's some kind of hargasha, but when is that? That's when it's kederach. So each rav has to give their share. So in Aruch Tyre, he gives the share of the three fingers. Draw a rectangle around your three fingers. It's three fingers, but he doesn't say that just like that. He says if it's less than three fingers, so then it's a kesem. If it's more than three fingers, then you need to do a she'elis rav. What do I need to do a she'elis rav? Because then the rav will ask certain questions to figure out where she's holding. She expecting a period, she's not expecting a period. She's taking a certain medicine that's causing staining or not. Based on the hashara of the rav is whether we're going to consider this her vest, her re'iyah, and therefore, once it's her iyah, but what's the rav trying to figure out? Is this a derech? Is this a kederech to see or not? If it's a kederech or her kederech, then she's aser min ha-toira. Avada she's aser min ha-toira because she's vaday bir margish. Because why? Yodas, that's all it is. Haraya, women put a pad over there at the time when it's coming. Because they know it's coming. That's all we need is that margeshes that something's happening. And that's what Shmuel's saying, kederech ri'ah. And that's what's before in Rashi over there on Av Gimel. Ri'ah is when it's kederech ri'ah. The
Ramesha.
Yeah.
When he says sons of Pil Chalas, isn't that best to go?
It could be. I mean, obviously not, right? And I'm getting into Vesta Guf now. We'll learn Vesta Guf from Yitzhak Shem. We'll define it very clearly when we get to it. My point wasn't that those three words. My point was every other word there.
What does he mean by Yodesh Shesaisais Ferasan?
What?
What does he mean by Yodesh Shesaisais?
She knows that she's having Ria.
Shesaisais Ferasan meaning the Zayin HaKingin?
Could be.
Meaning a little bit
again,
of spawning.
Again, the word that what he's... I'm not getting technical now. But the word is Yodesh. She knows that her period's coming right now. We'll have to define that when we deal with the spheres. Okay, so the Paddis Ramayim says as follows. Listen to the Paddis Ramayim over here. The Paddis, yeah.
Are we going to get to Bedikas according to this? Because we talked about Bedikas.
One second, we didn't end the Chabur yet, right? Why should we? One second. So if he brings down over here the Rajba and the Ran that we spoke about in when we learned the Sugya, the Rajba and the Ran over there by Tartishma Mina, he says ומעטה לפי זה יש לוימה דהשת בזמן הזה שאין אנשים בקיאס בפסיכס המקור. Now that women are not בקיאס in פסיכס המקור, חמי שקוס בתשוב השבוס יעקב שמר שח הרי רעסה כדרך ריאסה תמיד בצמאים מן התאירה. She sees כדרך ריאסה תמיד, the way she always sees צמאים מן התאירה. וגם לדעת הרמב״ם ז"ל יש לימה, that which the Rambam says that what she sees dam, it's b'cheskis that came with Agasha, זהו דווקא כשרואה ידם בשפע כדרך שהנשם רואה, when she sees a שפע. Now again, you have to figure out what's called a שפע. So we gave the shiur three figures, right? He says the zeo dav kishroy dam shefa kiderech shanashim royes vishas vestan az yesh loyma hergish rav begufan. She's magish in begufan, even if she knows it's not. Ulam im moitzis dam muad aidei bedika. If she finds a small amount of dam aidei bedika, gam a hergish begufan hu muad at she yesh loyma shleir gishav zeh. We could say she wasn't magish. Chesedam lovi bargosh utmeim in a ter. Zeo anir li besofik azev in hargosh. So what comes out, and I'll get to your question. What comes out the maskan is as follows, based on these achrenim, that of course what?
Sorry, where's the person one?
It's the last piece in the pischenida. That of course there's a musig of the raisa nowadays, and that's when it's yudas. The yudas is the kim of the argosha. So that which we say, don't pay attention to the argoshas of your goof, is because those argoshas that they come up with are not, really don't show us anything. They're not megaltas anything. They're not part of the ria. Each one you'll see separately. Ksamim is when it's not kederach. Even though it's vadi migufa. But there's no hashara to say that there was argosha now when she finds a kesem. Right? Again, every truv has to figure out what he considers a kesem or not. But whatever he's considering a kesem is because this is not kederach, and therefore there's no reason to assume that there's argosha here. So that she could see more than that shia, like I said, and the rov could be mishayer based on whatever questions he has, whatever situation is, that there also does no hargosha. So if so, so why by daman abedika do we ask her? If we know that there's no hargosha except kederech, so why we be mitamir because shema hekisha? And perhaps according to Pardes Ramonim, it should be only with a shefa, right? And Maisa, we don't say that. So the answer is Meseira, Kabbalah, and Achram. It's a good question. It's a very good question. And the correct answer is that certain things we did not change, and this is one of them.
But the whole assumption of Achranim is all coming from the fact that Chetzkas Dam Babar Gosh, when you read something, whatever.
I disagree with that.
That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
It's the whole place here that the Dan's issue is at length.
I didn't call it Placey once in Zuchabur, right?
Okay, then she's there every year.
She's there. She's there because I wanted to open your mind to different ideas.
Now that our mind's open to different ideas.
But what's it going? It's coming from Shmuel. Shmuel says Archetargish. Coming from the Gemara, Raj Maranz.
Saying is it not a machlekes whether Chal B'dika is deraisa d'rabanan? Is that not a machlekes?
And maybe, but I'm saying halacha l'maisa that we treat it as a deraisa really should not be. The only reason why we do it is because that it's a seira, and we never change that.
What is the Messiah based on? Is it not based on Cheskis Dam Bava Agasha?
What?
Is it not based on that?
The Cheskis Dam Bava Agasha will only be the Shefa. If she finds a Kamas on the Bedika cloth. If she didn't find the Kamas on the cloth, it's not Kederach, therefore there's no reason to assume this Agasha.
If we're going with that part of Sumerian, if they're going.
Oh, so with this we can understand the part of Sumerian that we explained, that we said yesterday. The part of Sumerian, it said the Chiluk between Eid Bedika and Tashmish. What do you say over there? The Paz Reminim says, the Roy B'Shas Tashmish, Roy B'Noshim Ene Roy's Machmas Tashmish, Kemash Kosov Beis Yisub Simikov Pei Zayin. Where's matzi and amatzi come in? Teretz is that when it's the whole chash of our gosh is built on matzoi. If this is a derech, if it's a derech, then we say dum argisha. Fine. That's the answer. I answered your question.
That betzem is not mitzvah.